Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is, What's in Your Rule Book? Each of us have our own rule book. Our rule books contain the rules from which we each live our lives and see the world. It includes everything from how we want the toilet paper to unfold on the roller to the things that we do when no one's watching. It is the book that governs how we make decisions and influences every part of our lives. The truth about all of our rule books is they contain things that break the law, go against our religions, and violate others' trust. Now, before you get all excited thinking, you're wrong, Todd, I'm not guilty, consider these questions. If you're driving through an empty parking lot late at night and see a stop sign with no car in eyesight, will you come to a complete stop before proceeding? Do you ever go over the posted speed limit? Do you follow your religious leader's doctrine or theology without exception? Are there things you do privately that your spouse or significant other would not approve of? Do you ever make personal calls, scan your own emails, or handle personal matters when your employer is paying you to do your job? Do you feel that under the right circumstances, it's acceptable not to tell someone the whole truth? Do you ever find yourself exaggerating the facts to persuade others to your point of view? If we're all honest with ourselves, none of us do everything the world's laws say we should. We each have chosen to accept some and justify not doing others. We all have our own set of laws or rules from which we each live our lives. These rules influence everything from how we live our lives today to who we become tomorrow. As an example, many of these blog posts represent the rules that govern my life. Let me encourage you to start paying attention to your rules. As you look at the decisions you're making each day, start questioning them. Ask yourself, what is my rule for making this decision? Is this rule helping me achieve the things that are important to me, or is it hurting me? If you choose to sleep in rather than to get up early and knock out an important project, question your rule for making this decision. If you feel it's acceptable to scan your phone for messages while you're engaged in a conversation with a friend, then question your rule. If you make the choice not to exercise today when you know you should, question your rule. If you feel it's okay not to focus on meeting the needs of your spouse if he or she is not making an effort to meet yours, question your rule. If you think it's okay to show up 5 minutes late when meeting a friend for lunch, question your rule. To identify the rule behind any decision you make, ask yourself, what is my basis or justification for this decision? The answer is one of the rules in your rule book. Try it out. What is critical to comprehend is that all the decisions you make that ultimately influence your success, happiness, and fulfillment are based on your rule book. If your career is not headed in the direction you'd like, the answer can be found in your rule book. If your marriage is not going as you'd hoped, the answer is located in your rule book. If your relationships are not growing and developing, the answer can be found in your rule book. If you're not happy, guess what? The answer can be found in your rule book. If your life is not fulfilling, yep, you're right. The answer is in your rule book. The reason all the answers are in your rule book is because you are where you are at this very point in life based upon the choices you have made. All of these decisions are based on your rules. If you had a business that went bad because you didn't do your research, then your rule book does not put an emphasis on research. If you continue to show up late for your appointments, then your rule book does not have a strong position on respecting other people's time. If you're constantly broke, then your rule book doesn't include living below your means. If you're overweight, then there's a chance that your rule book puts a greater emphasis on your selfish desires rather than on proper eating, exercising, and taking care of your health. If you're not challenging yourself to get better, then your rule book believes that getting better is not important. If you're not someone who pushes yourself to do the things you know you should do, then your rule book does not place a high value on discipline. Your entire life today is the sum total result of the quality of choices and decisions to this very moment. If you're not happy with any part of your life, it's up to you to begin to make different choices and better decisions, and the place to start is by questioning the underlying rules behind your decision. And remember, you are the author of your own rule book. You can rewrite those rules that are holding you back from becoming the person you want to be and from achieving the success and happiness you desire.